Haskell, Brother and Sister, SN, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, October 24, 1899. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, home again. We had a pleasant meeting for all our people who attended this camp meeting. The tents, new and clean, were pitched in a most beautiful park, which was secured for £10. More than this would have been consumed in the outlay of timber to create the buildings essential for a campground. But we were much disappointed that so few people not of our faith attended this meeting. Everything was done that could be done to draw them. Thousands of echoes were received and paid for by the people, with the notices also of the meeting, but very few came to the tent. They would promise to come, but did not come. The brethren spoke well, and the Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting. But the very ones who ought to have heard this last message of warning to our world did not attend. Our people from Brisbane came to the meeting, and the congregation was small, but interested. I spoke 6 times. The last Sabbath and Sunday my message was upon practical godliness. I had much freedom as I tried to present what constituted true faith in God, irrespective of feeling. I related on Sabbath afternoon the experience I had in Basel, Switzerland, the dream for Sister Martha Bordeaux in regard to gathering the roses and the lilies and the pinks, and not grasping the thistles which wounded and bruised her hands. You know, I think, all about this. Together with it, I presented before them the necessity of keeping head and heart uplifted to God in living, active faith. We must be laborers together with God, and act as faithful soldiers in this warfare against error and evil. All can do something. We must all be light-bearers to the world, throw the whole soul and being into the masses, where there are the most souls who need to be won and saved. After I had spoken above 1 hour, I left the meeting for others to carry on. I was informed by Brother Daniels that many testimonies were born, all making reference to the instruction given. Gather the roses, the lilies, and the pinks. They said they were determined from henceforth to engage in this kind of work, for they could glorify God much better than to be troubling themselves in regard to thistles. They would let these alone. For 2 or 3 days there were successful, satisfactory meetings in organizing Queensland believers into a conference. This was their wish. Friday morning, as I was up before daylight writing, I decided to speak Sunday forenoon rather than afternoon, and then leave on the train for Sydney 1:15. Sabbath I told our brethren my purpose. I had received important letters that needed answering, but no mail was to go on the Sunday train. I could be in Kurrenbong Monday 12:00, and consult with Willie in regard to this matter so important to be settled right. Brethren Tenney and Daniels thought it the right thing to do, and so I spoke Sunday forenoon. The Lord gave His Spirit and power. Sabbath I could not speak well. For 30 minutes the rain poured down in torrents. Many hymns were sung, and the singing could scarcely be heard. As soon as there was a little lull, and the thunder and lightning stopped, I commenced speaking. Then we had prayer and social meeting. Then, without our dinner, we hastened on to the station. Sarah had done all the packing when I was in the meeting. There was to be a baptism on Sunday. 16 were to be baptized. We had a safe journey. The brethren insisted that I should take the sleeper at 6:00. Sarah and I thought we would save the conference $6 by not taking the sleeper, so we did not, and obtained, we, some rest during the night. I have had conversation with W.C. White and made a proposition to him that I would give the royalty on my coming book, The Parables, if the Review and Herald and the Pacific Press would donate their press work and making of the books in neat, saleable style, and let all the avails be used to help relieve the debts upon our schools. This book will never grow old, and the avails shall go to the schools everywhere to help them. I thought this movement on my part would provoke others to self-denial and to benevolence and mercy, to take right hold of this matter and get out the parables to do this work. Well, the Lord is, I believe, willing to help us in this work. I shall only draw upon the books to give some to the poor that cannot buy. W. C. White enters into this plan with great satisfaction. Of course, we have not the time to get this all before you in definiteness, as we will when we have time. Brother Tenny and his wife came from Brisbane with horse and two-wheeled trap and visited our people on the way. They are both pleased with the field and mean to work as earnestly as possible. Quite a number have been converted to the truth, farmers living a few miles out of Toowoomba through visiting in their homes. This work is to be carried on. Brother and Sister Herbert Lacey will remain and pitch the tent nearer the center of the city. Brother Tadish and wife will be his helpers, and several women will help in the work. Brother Herbert Lacey will speak in the tent and then visit, both himself and wife, from house to house, laboring. Brethren Daniels and Tenney, with Brother Salisbury and Sister Graham, will complete the work of creating a conference in Queensland of itself. This is well, and as it should be. Here I was a little sleepy. About daylight my pen would not go. I have slept a little. It is now daylight. I cannot get this copied, for I have other matters I must speak of with W.C. White. I do hope to be able to write you some real good news, and will try to let the thistles alone, and gather the roses and the lilies and the pinks. I feel somewhat weary after my journey. I hope to hear that you are well, and are doing the people a great deal of good. Brother Tenney is now thoroughly convinced of the truth of the testimonies given him, in regard to his not undertaking editorial work and keeping active. He says he is thoroughly satisfied on that point. We feel that he will do good in visiting from house to house. We shall expect you to return in 1 year from the time you left. I hope your visit will be a great blessing to our brethren and sisters in America.